I wish to extend a very warm welcome to all of you to this guardian angel celebration of the birth of our Lord. We are proud and happy to welcome you to this parish and honored to have you here. And we wish you all a blessed Christmas. On behalf of myself, Father Dave Sundberg, our deacons, Father Bob, he is the father too, but Deacon Bob Fay, Rick Novick, Paul Fye, and Deacon Christian Cone Lombardi, our transitional deacon and intern, who will be ordained a priest, God willing, this May. For well over a month now, the familiar, joyous sounds of Christmas carols have been playing in stores, shopping malls, and over the airwaves, all to put us into this Christmas spirit, not to mention the shopping spirit. Some of these carols are filled with whimsy and fun, such as Frosty the Snowman. Other carols, such as I'll Be Home for Christmas, or Little Town of Bethlehem, more heartwarming and filled with a more spiritual message. Christmas carols revive memories of Christmases past and family traditions, creating comfort and joy, warmth and happiness, while sometimes also giving us something that touches us on a deeper level. As these carols lift up our spirits, they help us to prepare ourselves to open our hearts to the wondrous mystery that we celebrate at every Christmas. Tonight's Christmas Mass invites us to move beyond the sentiments of having yourself a merry little Christmas and to believe in a most wondrous event, the glorious birth of the long-awaited Savior and Messiah, foretold by the prophets, born in a Bethlehem stable, to embrace the person who is the true reason for this season, Jesus Christ the Lord. Our gospel reading speaks powerfully and beautifully of our Lord Savior's birth and its significance for all humanity. Luke proclaims that the Son of God, through whom all things were created, the world's true light, became flesh, became one of us for the sake of our salvation. So what do we need to do now and throughout this holy Christmas season to transform our hearts as Mary and Joseph's hearts were transformed, to change our lives as the shepherds' lives were changed? Like Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, let us open our hearts through faith to the wonder and splendor of Jesus' birth, pondering Jesus' nativity, and allowing this extraordinary gift of God's love to speak to us deep in our hearts. My brothers and sisters, God loves us so much that he sent his only Son, the greatest gift ever given to the human race, a gift given to each of us. Indeed, how blessed are we. Thus, every Christmas offers us the opportunity to celebrate God's love anew, inviting us to open our hearts to this amazing gift of love found wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. The more we open our hearts, indeed our whole being, to Jesus Christ, the more our newborn King will be able to transform us so that little by little, each and every one of us may be better able to share this wondrous gift of love ourselves, to be a light in the darkness. After all, Christmas is all about love. First and foremost, about the one who is love, God himself, his love, and our response to this amazing gift of love. And so, my dear friends, let us open our hearts to the gift of God's love and share this awesome gift with one another around our Christmas trees, our dinner tables, and everywhere we go. And in doing so, we will ensure that we and all that we and all that we love, all those we love, will have a blessed and merry Christmas and Christmas season. Again, I wish you all the blessings, peace, joy, and love of our newborn Savior, Jesus Christ.